This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi stated that they had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Discussions included the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrut Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance participated in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India and Malawi share cordial and friendly bilateral relations. Addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe, Malawi yesterday, the president highlighted that India was one of the first countries to establish diplomatic relations with Malawi immediately after its independence in 1964. The president said India and Malawi share a very cordial and strong economic relation. India is currently the fourth largest trading partner of Malawi, and India is also one of the largest investors in Malawi. The centre has issued an order to amend the guidelines for the disposal of enemy property order 2018. The Home Ministry announced in a notification that the amended guidelines will now be called the Guidelines for the Disposal of Enemy Property Amendment Order 2024. Key changes include a revision of the valuation threshold for property disposal. Under the revised guidelines, properties valued below 1 crore rupees in rural areas and below 5 crore rupees in urban areas will first be offered for purchase to the current occupants. If the occupants decline the offer, the properties will be disposed of according to established procedures. The definitions of rural and urban areas have also been clarified. Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey unveiled the first ever coal gallery at the National Science Centre in New Delhi yesterday. The exhibition, Black Diamond, Unveiling the Depths, is based on the lifespan of coal, which aims to provide information about the discovery of coal, coal extraction process, techniques used to extract coal, and the mining of minerals. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shekhawat said, "This exhibition gives a real experience about coal and other minerals." The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, issued revised guidelines for compounding of offences under the Income Tax Act today. These revised guidelines supersede all existing guidelines on the subject and will apply to both pending and new applications from the date of issue. The guidelines aim to assist stakeholders by reducing complexities from the existing multiple guidelines, simplifying the compounding procedure, and lowering compounding charges. Veteran actor Devraj Roy passed away today at the age of 69 in Kolkata. He had been suffering from kidney-related ailments. Devraj Roy made significant contributions to Bengali cinema. He made his cinematic debut in Satyajit Roy's Pratidwandi in 1970. Apart from films, Roy was a popular newsreader for DDK Kolkata, and his voice captivated radio audiences in numerous dramas on Akashvani Kolkata as well. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has expressed condolences over his death. Cine star Tamanna Bhatia appeared before the Enforcement Directorate in Guwahati yesterday. She has been summoned by the ED in relation to a case related to alleged promotion of an online betting app. ED officials questioned her for 7 to 8 hours, and after that she left office. The exact charge, if any, against her is not known yet. Air Intelligence Unit AIU of Customs at Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, Mumbai, has seized 1,587 grams of gold worth 1.13 crore rupees across three cases. According to a CSMI statement, the gold was concealed in inner garments, through body concealment, and inside a dustbin in the international departure area. In cricket, New Zealand were 180 for 3 in their first innings at Storms against India on the second day of first test of three-match series at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell were at the crease when Storms were drawn in the evening. For Kiwis, Devon Conway scored 91. New Zealand are leading by 134 runs against the hosts. Earlier, Indian team was bundled out for a paltry 46 runs in the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.